This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. Welcome back to our African swine fever discussion. USDA's Associate Administrator for APHIS, Jack Shear, joins us again for this two-part series to talk about a new $500 million funding to keep African swine fever from hitting U.S. soil.
We are launching a new set of resources on the APHIS website at www.aphis.usda.gov/protectourpigs over the next several months. And that website has all kinds of downloadable fact sheets, posters, instructional videos, and things specifically designed for pork producers and veterinarians that talk about the disease and what it looks like. There's social media graphics and how to spot the signs and symptoms and even how to report the disease. There's a phone number on that website that they can call to get a hold of someone that can help them with the disease and get testing done. And finally, the biggest thing is biosecurity, biosecurity, biosecurity. We say that all the time. And in that website, there's interactive biosecurity guidelines and key prevention steps, as well as a biosecurity plan and how they can help train their own on-site personnel and staff. And it's very succinct. It's very friendly. They can benefit from that in keeping all diseases away or out of their facilities just by practicing those good biosecurity steps. There's things there that they could learn that would help them in production, both veterinarians and pork producers, as well as the backyard.
This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm Corinne LaRue.